So we're going to find ourselves in a nice quiet position, finding total peace and relaxation in the body. And this is a sacral chakra meditation. So we're going to be dropping down into the lower belly, below the belly button. And since the sacral chakra resonates in an orangey color, I invite you to imagine an orange ball in the base of your belly. And we're going to make this vibrate larger and wider, and so that you see the ball intensifying and growing, so that your entire belly now is filled with this pulsating strength of orange. The orange is going down the legs, filling the legs with a pulsating orange color. Coming up the torso, filling the body with this pulsating, bright orange color. The vibration of orange, the feel, extending and expanding the orange into the auric field. So that we're a ball of beautiful, vibrant, pulsating orange. And it's in this vibrational field that we as women find our power. And so bring your mind's eye down into your belly, into your second chakra. And in many traditions, this second chakra is known as the seat of power for women. Men hold their seat of power in their solar plexus energy above the waist. We women hold our seat of power in our lower bellies, in the sacral chakra. And so for this visualization, it only goes to stand that if this is our seat of power, there must be a throne in our lower bellies. And so what does your throne look like today? If you were to drop down and see your throne room where you sit in your power, what does it look like today? Is it very strong, traditional? Does it look used? Or does it look maybe dusty and unused? When was the last time you sat in this throne? Does it look comfortable and inviting, or does it look austere? How does it feel to be presented with your seat of power? How inviting is it for you today, right here, right now? And what if you wanted to go and sit in this seat of power? Imagine yourself, if it feels comfortable and correct for you today, to go and sit in that seat. What does it feel like? Where does it bring you in yourself? Feel every cell in your body as you sit and resonate in this sacral chakra, in the seat of power. How majestic are you feeling? Or is it a rather scary thing to be in your seat of power, to actually claim? Or maybe you haven't even dared sit in it. Maybe it needs cleaning. All these are to be observed, not to be judged, and not to be edited. Just observed and felt and acknowledged. And what would it do? What would it take to make your seat of power inviting, comfortable, the place you want to sit, the place you want to go, the place you feel safest in being. What would it take for you to be there, comfortable, in your power, in your being, in your truth, in your most creative way possible? The sacral chakra is also your seat of creativity. It's where we as women create babies, where we create life. How powerful is that? We also create music, dance, art, thought down here. How creative do you feel? Is this a comfortable place for you to sit in your creativity? Seat of expression. How do you express yourself? Are you open and vibrant, able to expand your arms out in your chair and say, "Here I am, this is me"? Or are you shriveled and shy? Again, there's no right or wrong. There's just awareness of who you are today, right here, right now, in relationship to your throne. And as women, this is also our seat of healing. This is where we find the energy to create a healing energy. And we can begin to practice this on ourselves. So imagine, as you sit, if you have chosen to sit in your seat, that in your hands you see the beginnings of an orange ball of light. And this orange ball of light is going to be the ball of healing. So see it begin to manifest in your mind's eye, this vibrant, pulsating ball of primal life force. Enlarging so that as you hold it, it becomes palpable. And we're going to take this ball of healing, vibrant light, and allow it to meld, to work into whatever word you want to use, into a part of our body that specifically is calling out to us for some assistance in its healing, in its rebalancing, in its journey towards homeostasis. So find a place in your body that might be calling your attention, either through aching or pain, or maybe just any kind of awareness that you're feeling. And encourage this ball, maybe by placing in your mind's eye your hands on this part of your body, or maybe you choose to do this physically, placing your hands on the part of your body and transmitting that orange ball of light, of vibrancy, of healing, into that part of the body that's requesting a little bit of extra energy of healing. And see that part of the body now beginning to vibrate, beginning to entrain to that beautiful orange healing light, that vibrant, pure, clear healing light. And we can use this on this part of the body that's called out to you, and feel it as it vibrates. Feel it as it intensifies. It might feel hotter. It might feel more tingly. It might feel much more alive than it was feeling before in its imbalanced state. And so you see this orange, and it's beautiful, and it's really pulsating now. This area of discontentment, of dis-ease, is awakening. It's possibly transmuting, transforming, changing into a much more whole, viable, healthy tissue. And as it does, you can just feel new life force, new energy, chi, prana, changing each of the cells of disharmony into harmony, of discontent into total ease and joy. All the cells of this challenged area are now vibrating to a place of wholeness and peace and being. And you can feel this aligning, radiating, pulsating now, even wider from this particular area gain, spreading and changing and making whole all the cells now in the body that might have supported that place of dis-ease or discomfort. All the cells that supported this part of the body in misalignment now are going to reorganize, rechange, and meld into a place of organization, of peace, of contentment, of opening, of enlightenment, and of health, of prime health, whole health. And all those lines of tension that radiated out from this place of challenge or discontentment, all these lines of tension are dissolving as ease, grace, joy, peace come into the body. And the cells smile and possibly even dance with a new sense of joy, of creation, of assimilation, of release from pain and negativity. All lines of tension dissolve, and the body reorganizes into a state of wholeness and health. The energies flow through the meridians in straight lines, courses of ease and total potentiality. Everything is possible when these energies are aligned. All health is possible. Feel it, trust it, know it. Vibrate this orange throughout the body in this healing grace, knowing that all cells are in training to this new way of being, this new health, this new peace. And as the cells all come in together and join in a state of wholeness, so you feel empowered and strengthened and connected to Source Self. We as women hold this Source Self, this goddess, energy in our bellies. It is here the goddess lives. It is here we as goddesses hold the strength and the truth of our true being. We've chosen to come in feminine bodies, and this chakra resonates and activates. And although we are polarities, and there is the male godhead self within us as well, living in our solar plexus, we have a natural affinity to being a little bit more present in the sacral chakra of creativity, of our individual life forces here. And in our thrones, we can call in the goddess energy and be all goddesses within ourselves, all nurturing, and yet there's also the aspect of the warrior goddess. So we can be strong. There's the aspect of Athena, goddess of wisdom. All aspects of goddess are here within us. And we can, in every breath, be an aspect of goddess, calling the right one to come forward when it's necessary. When we need to fight, the warrior goddess comes. When we need to be wise, the sage comes. When we need to be nurturing, the mother comes. When we need to be joyful, the child comes. All aspects, equal. All aspects honored within us. All aspects join together to empower us and make us whole and one. Feel that, know that, be that in your very belly. And feel it pulsate throughout the aura in that orange light. As we expand it out and allow others to see us in our power, but not in our power to make them fear us or run from us, but standing in our power so they can reflect back to us the understanding of power that we have. And power can be nothing more than the breath. Being the breath, living every moment as each individual breath is unto itself its own universe. Being in each breath brings us into the power of the here and now, of the present. And as we are in the present, so we are whole and complete within ourselves. And all energies align, and all possibilities are out there. Feel and sense that creative power of the sacral chakra working in every cell in our body, working in every aspect of self, working in every fiber of our energetic matrix. We are whole and complete. grounded in the goddess. And we sit in our seat of power with joy, humility, peace, compassion, ease, and whatever words form in your mind right now of what you wish to create as you sit in your seat. As we sit in our seats of power, we feel the orange energy pulsating around us, and slowly, slowly invite the energy to begin to pull in through the auric field into the body, through the body, down into the belly, through the legs, up into the belly, collecting our energy into a tight ball, into the sacral chakra, knowing that it's always there for us to use, to expand, and so you see this tight ball. And in this meditation, we're going to rise up, if it's appropriate, out of the seat of power to come back to our state of being, or if you wish to stay in your seat of power and come back to this state, this mundane state of being, that's okay too. But slowly feel yourself sitting on your own chair here in this 3D mundane world, and know that this is nothing more than representational of the energy within, macrocosms and microcosms. Anytime you sit, you can sit in your seat of power. Anytime you can stand in your power. And again, power does not equate to the male idea of strength and war, that version. It's more the gentle, soft, loving nature, the power of nature in itself is every aspect. And so knowing this in every fiber of your being, slowly come back to more awareness of your physical being. Back to presence.